This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, Roseburg celebrates its 150th birthday, and so we brought in Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich and City Manager Nikki Messenger. Thanks to both of you for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, we haven't really done one of these before. I mean, I was thinking over the weekend when I was a kid, there was a bicentennial. I don't remember a lot about what was going on, but there were, you know, things throughout the year. And several months ago, somebody said, you know, Roseburg is celebrating its 150th birthday in October, and I hadn't really thought of that. And coming out of the pandemic, a lot of other people have been focused on other things, and yet suddenly everybody looked around and realized it was time to do a big series of events.
Well, I still remember a few months ago it started when we got this call about, well, what are we going to do for our 150th? And we hadn't really thought about it. And so somebody said, well, on your city council is Shelley Briggs Loosley. You ask her to chair. And so I thought, okay, I will. So I called her up and said, hey, Shelley, would you chair this? And next thing you know, she put together a committee, and there was a co-chair involved, and outstanding events were planned, and they've been at it for months, and to see it starting to all unfold, and it's just very impressive to watch.
So we had the party in the park yesterday. There are a lot of other things going on, but what are your overall thoughts about Roseburg in general as here we are in 2022?
Well, Roseburg is a great place to live. So of all the places I've seen, there's nobody that can even compete against Roseburg. It's a beautiful place. We're so close to natural beauty in all directions from town. We got a very friendly community. And one of the things you find out when you first move here is when there's auctions, people donate to help nonprofits. And the amazing money that gets donated just goes to show you how well this community comes together and supports one another.
Nikki, what are your thoughts?
It's just such a friendly place. The people here are great. They're willing to help each other out. You hardly ever go anywhere in town where you don't see somebody you know that you get a chance to catch up with, which has been really great since we've been coming out of COVID, really to get out, party in the park yesterday, be able to see people that maybe we haven't seen in a while and really start reconnecting.
So I want to ask each of you, Larry, we'll start with you. What brought you to Roseburg in the first place?
Well, Roseburg High School hired me as assistant principal. So I remember when I got the invitation, it was like, well, where's Roseburg? And so I had to look at a map, and I came down here, and I loved it.
And where were you at that point?
At Junction City.
In Junction City, you weren't sure where Roseburg was?
Well, you know it's south, but exactly how far south, where south, you know, that type of thing.
So when you came down here for the job, how much did you know about the community already? It doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Not very much. I knew some friends were down here, and so it just became one of those things where it grows on you. It's a great place to live.
So how long have you been here now?
Since 1993.
Wow. So Nikki, how long have you been here?
I've been here since 95.
And what brought you here?
So my parents both graduated from Roseburg High School, and I had family in the area. So I spent summers here growing up with my grandparents who lived in the Hughcrest area. And at that time, we could walk through the orchard to get to Stewart Park and play on the train. There was no traffic signal there. There was no neighborhood there. It was still an orchard. So I would usually spend between 2 and 3 weeks here with my cousins and my grandparents every summer. And one summer when I was out of college, I met my husband and moved down here in 95. I've been here ever since.
And you were public works director before being city manager. Did you plan to stay this long?
Once I married my husband, I knew we were here. He owned a local business that he sold actually to a family member in 2018. He's now retired, but really knew this was the place for us because it's surrounded by things we like to do. We like to ride our off-road motorcycles, which we can do. We go to the coast, we go to the mountains and snowmobile. There's lots of different things for us, and our family is here. The oldest grandson and his wife moved back last summer. They just had a baby, so It's really great to have all of our grandkids that are now either adults or close to being adults that are all living here with their families as well.
So, Larry, after you'd been here for a little while, were you planning on making this long term? I mean, a lot of people in teaching kind of work their way up population wise into a bigger district or something like that.
I love Roseburg High School. So the minute I started working there, it was a place that I knew that I wanted to stay, and I just enjoyed working there so much. It was hard to retire.
And you, Nikki, you mentioned some of the things you do that you like about the area. Larry, what about you?
I just love the natural beauty that's here. The Umpqua River, as far as I'm concerned, there's no river that even comes close to matching the beauty of that river. Unfortunately, obviously, with the fire and the devastation that happened in the surrounding hills there, it's not as beautiful, but still, that river is my favorite.
So how did you get from being high school vice principal to mayor?
Well, I put my name on the ballot and was fortunate enough to get elected, and I've been serving ever since.
Now, were you already on the council at that point?
No, I was on the planning commission.
And it's kind of rare that somebody jumps in and becomes mayor. A lot of times being on the city council kind of leads to people being mayors historically in a lot of communities. Why, I mean, I've been at the high school, a vice principal, you got a lot of responsibilities. Why get that involved? Why be mayor?
It's something that I always wanted to do. I was actually on the Junction City City Council. And so I was going to run for mayor in Junction City. The job took me down here. And so I know when I came down here, I thought, I don't know anybody. I'll have to try to learn and get to know people. And one of the goals I always wanted to try was to be mayor. So the opportunity came up and I ran for office.
And you've been mayor since?
1998.
And that, the last I checked, is some kind of current Oregon record.
I don't know. People may think I'm crazy. It's a lot of fun.
Why stay in the role that long? There's so much to do, and probably a certain percentage of people are unhappy with something at any given moment.
Yeah, and you got to have the thick skin for that. But the best part about it is city staff is great to work with. So I've worked with a number of city employees, and it makes the job fun.
So, Nikki, you were public works director for how long?
Right at 9 years.
And you kind of stepped back, watched the process evolve, ultimately became city manager. What was that transition like?
Yeah, so I was in the interim position for 4 or 5 months and really got to work with the department heads. They're super supportive, had a lot of support throughout the organization that wanted me to go ahead and try and take the job permanently. Larry was pretty insistent that that's what he wanted to see as well. And so it just worked out that way.
And when did you start as city manager?
So I became the permanent city manager in September of 2019.
And you're just getting situated. You're just getting used to things. You're a few months into your routine and, there's a pandemic.
There's a pandemic. COVID hits and it seemed like every week or every other week there was a new set of rules that were coming out about what employers could do, what employees could do, what businesses could do. And there was a lot of confusion about was the city making these rules? And we weren't making the rules. We were just trying to follow the rules. And so not so tongue-in-cheek, I would say there were 50% of the people that were mad that I was doing everything wrong. And then there was the other 50% of the people that were mad because I was doing everything else wrong, right? Because it was such a divisive issue. But I'm really happy that we got through it without the major bumps that you saw in some other communities in our state. And really, it's great to be able to be back in person and start to really rebuild some of those relationships.
What was it like to lead a city where suddenly everything kind of spun on a dime and changed?
It was a little bit crazy and really so much of it was changing. It really impacted some of the things around how we dealt with the homeless in the community. It meant making a lot of decisions with the department heads on how we were going to implement policies for the employees, how to support them, try and keep them safe, try and follow the rules so we weren't getting OSHA fines. It was very, very time consuming. And it felt like a lot of other things kind of didn't get the attention that they normally would have as we were trying to figure all those things out.
As you look at different departments and projects and plans, do you feel like the pandemic kind of backed everything up a bit because it took so much time just to deal with that part?
It did take a lot of time to deal with that part. It did delay some things. And now, of course, prices have risen and we're trying to combat how to deal with that as we deliver construction projects. We've got supply chain issues. We are putting backup power at the water treatment plant. And that has been, you know, we're almost there. But there's a lot of things that have been delayed just in the supply chain that have impacted projects as well.
All right, more when we come back. City Manager Nikki Messenger, Mayor Larry Rich, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Eye on Travel at 4. Tomorrow, Republican candidate for Congress Alex Carlatos on Inside Douglas County. Roseburg Mayor Larry Rich, City Manager Nikki Messenger in this afternoon on Roseburg's 150th birthday today. They did not bring cake. That's probably just as well. There was a lot of cake and ice cream and a lot going on yesterday at the party in the park. For each of you, what are some of the bright spots in Roseburg since you've been here, as you kind of look at, you know, all these years that you both have lived here, what are some of the highlights?
Well, I remember when I came here, it was like if I wanted to buy some construction materials, and I had Gerritsen's, but then I also had to sometimes go all the way to Eugene just to go to Home Depot. So it was nice when that day came that we had Lowe's first here, and then came Home Depot shortly after that, and so that was neat. And it was like, well, the only thing now we need that I like is another is to get Costco here, and shortly after that, here comes Costco. So it was nice, so I didn't have to keep driving to Eugene like I did when I first came here.
Nikki?
Yeah, so from the public works perspective, I look back at when I moved here. So Edenbauer wasn't in. We didn't have that exit and overcrossing at the freeway. Stewart Parkway was not four lanes all the way through. Even in that area near Mercy Hospital, we were still putting lanes in there. We replaced that bridge that's kind of by the ODOT offices there. That used to be a two-lane bridge on Stewart Parkway. So all of those improvements have been made since I've been here. So, and then you see all of that development. The Walmart was another one that's come in. So Albertsons, the new Safeway. So there's lots of different stores, lots of different projects that have gone through in that, gosh, 25, 27 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I came here in 88, and I remember I did a lot of bicycling then, and I remember that Stewart Parkway starting at the mall was two lanes and a ditch.
Absolutely, yeah. So widened sidewalks, all of that has been done. That was all done through the Urban Renewal District.
And even some long-term projects. I don't remember what year it was, but when Lincoln Street finally went through and came down to the other side to where Coastal is now, my parents told me when they lived here the first time that was supposed to happen in the 60s. because that led to some other things that were built up on the Lincoln Street neighborhood. But it took, you know, many years. And that's one of the things with any kind of government and projects, is the challenge of having all these ideas and then finding the funding to make them happen.
Yep, finding the funding to make them happen, getting through the land use laws. There's lots of challenges sometimes to making those improvements.
So overall, Larry, for the community, what do you think some of the biggest challenges are we're facing right now?
Well, we need to make sure we have enough housing for our young people to be able to rent, find a place to stay. And fortunately, we got a lot of apartments going up on the east side. And I think in time, you're going to see quite a bit of development in that area. The one thing that we enjoy is our transportation is not congested that much compared to a lot of other places. And so we're hoping to be able to keep it where traffic flows fairly smoothly. So that'll be a challenge coming up, and we're going to be growing. We will be expanding.
What are the things the city could do to help the business climate in the area?
Well, it's one of those things where when you're starting a business, you need infrastructure in place, and a lot of times you don't have the money to afford infrastructure, and so rely on the city to provide that. And then, of course, you have to balance that because it's your business that's getting benefited by it, and it's just a challenge. You need to be able to help the businesses grow, but you got to provide the infrastructure so they can do so.
So, Nikki, let's back up to the challenges. What do you see?
So one of the biggest challenges for us day in and day out is the homeless issue, and we know that people are frustrated by that. There are plenty of rules and laws in place that we have to follow, and we do that to the best of our ability to be fair to those that are unhoused and also to try and protect our citizens. And we understand their frustrations, and we are working towards making some improvements. We've got the Navigation Center partially open. It'll be fully opened once we get the interior reconstruction done, and then there's the beginning of working towards an urban campground so that there's a spot where folks can go.
What about improving the business climate?
So improving the business climate, one of the toughest things right now beyond infrastructure is workforce. So anything that we can do to help with that workforce development. So back to what Larry was talking about with housing is an important concept, is that people need to be able to move here to be able to take a job, to be able to fill a position, and they need to be able to afford to live here. So expanding that housing, being able to provide more buildable land for residential use.
Larry, what about maybe something about Roseburg's past that you find especially interesting?
Well, the blast, I remember hearing about that and just seeing some of the devastation by looking at the pictures. It's an amazing part of our history.
Nikki?
So the goats for me. I remember seeing the goats when I would come here during the summers, and we would go to the, what was the little hamburger joint? AC something. And just watching them up on the along the freeway there. It's just something that's very unique to Roseburg that I'll always remember.
You know, years ago when he was still alive, Del McKay talked about that and everything that went into, I guess at the time, even on the radio, pitting the National Weather Service against the goats, and generally the goats were more accurate.
I believe it.
Wow, a lot of cool things in the past. What about Roseburg's future? What is maybe something big you'd like to see, whether it's something new coming in or some just other area? I mean, not just necessarily structure.
Well, the stores. You always hear people tell you, when is this store going to come? When is that store going to come? And usually I hear, when is Target going to arrive? When is Trader Joe's going to arrive? And so everybody has kind of like their favorite stores, and they'd like to see that come to Roseburg, and I would too. It'd be nice to have some of those stores here.
Nikki, what about you?
For me, I'd really like to see the MedEd project get off the ground. We've got that $5 million grant from the state to get that started, and we're working hard on that, and that really could be a game changer for us. And obviously the healthcare workforce is something that needs to be developed, and if we can help do that here in Roseburg, I think that would be an awesome opportunity.
Did the MedEd project, did that get backed up with COVID as well?
It absolutely did. We actually had $10 million in the initial legislation that then got pulled because they weren't selling lottery bonds because they didn't know if people would be playing the lottery during COVID.
Wow, a lot going on. About a minute left. As you look ahead, what plans do you have as mayor in the next few months, things you're working on?
Well, we have a challenge with the Homeless Commission to find a site and a nonprofit and some funding for the urban campground. So that's going to be one of our biggest pushes that we're going to try to see if we can accomplish.
And Nikki, what about you?
So we will be going into goal setting. We'll have two new city councilors that will be seating in January. So really just looking forward to working with council to look at what we've accomplished since the last time they've been through that process, and looking forward to what they want us working on next.
All right, Roseburg turning 150 today. We're not going to make you sing happy birthday or anything.
That's good.
Probably not a good idea. Mayor Larry Rich, City Manager Nikki Messenger, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.